For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back on the show. Joining us now, University of Miami skipper J.D. Arteaga, coming off a sweep of Georgia Tech. Canes are hot. Won 6 in a row, 24-17 for the season. J.D., thanks for being with us. Congrats on the sweep of Georgia Tech and the win streak.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate having me on the show.
I felt like your team maybe turned the corner a couple of weekends ago. It was a tough night, a tough loss to Duke, where the pitching staff struggled. But since that time, your team has played really good baseball. Do you think that was the turning point after that Friday night game against Duke?
Well, definitely. That's the first win of the six-game winning streak here. So, and you're right, it was an ugly loss. We got beat up pretty good at home. But this team's a little different, man. It's no matter what we do the night before, we kind of show up and with a good attitude the next day, and there's no hangover from any bad games. Now the key is, you know, no hangovers from a good streak, right? And show up and continue to do some of the things we've been doing where we've had success. And not to get caught up in anything in the past and just be in the moment and have a better game for the next one. So,
and you've done this overcoming some injuries. Your Friday night starter out for the year, one of your best hitters, I think out for the year. So you've had to overcome some key injuries.
Yeah, Nick Roberts out for the year and probably most of next season. I just had Tommy John last week on Tuesday. Derek Williams was one of the hitters that's out. Todd Hudson and Derek Williams both had the same injury in back-to-back games where the hamate bone. As hitters, we know that's 2 weeks out, and then we start swinging the bat. And at best, I think we get those two guys back in 4 weeks, which would mean the ACC tournament. So, but in the meantime, it's next man up, and guys have responded very well. Our offense has been as good as it's been all year, really, and it's more kind of the guys that we expected to carry us all year are starting to swing a better bat. Daniel Cuvée and Max Galvin and Dorian Gonzalez, those guys are starting to swing a good bat. So we're getting out at the right time.
Yeah, there are instances where a guy or two guys can carry a team offensively. Cuvée this past weekend, 2 homers, 6 RBIs, Galvin, 6 hits, 3 doubles, and of course, and Dorian continues to hit the ball really well. Go back to the Duke game, the final game of that series, 2 home runs that followed that up with some big hits against FAU. So you mentioned those three guys must be seeing the ball really well right now.
Yeah, seeing the ball well, and Jake Ogden is starting to swing a better bat as well. He kind of had a little bit of a low spot there. It seems like everybody slumped at the same time, which that's kind of a recipe for what we went through there. So, but they're getting hot together at the same time as well. So it's always a good thing. And the pitching's kind of come together. The two freshmen in the rotation have really solidified the rotation there. And then they've gone, you know, at least 5 innings in every one of their starts. So those guys have really solidified the rotation, and moving Walters to the closer role has been a huge move for us as well.
Yeah, he's looked really good there. Speaking of the bullpen against Georgia Tech, 1.50 earned run average over 12 innings, stranded 10 inherited runners. Let's talk a little bit about the bullpen. You mentioned Walters, but everybody else since that Duke game a couple weeks ago, coming out of the bullpen, they've answered the call.
They have, you know, and not just Walters. You know, we had in back-to-back games there Friday and Saturday, we had left-handers come out of the bullpen and get big outs against left-handers, which we haven't had all year. So everyone's kind of falling into place. You know, Fisher has done a great job kind of being that swing man, that stopper middle of the game, and even carrying us into late in the game. So guys are starting to fall into their roles and getting comfortable with their roles and getting the job done when we ask them to do it.
Hugis has pitched well for you on Fridays, but you and Laz had to make a big decision, as you mentioned, and that was taking Walters out of the rotation, putting him in as the closer, and then inserting the two freshmen as starters. And with each start, they seem to be getting more confident and maybe going a little deeper in the games. And of course, I love their size. Both guys are, you know, Vikings on the mound, 6'4", hard-throwing right-handers. But maybe talk about the development of your freshman starters.
Yeah, you know, they've been good. It's something that, I won't say a concern, but something expected from those guys is really the mental endurance. You know, they've gone deep into games, but it's not like they've thrown a lot of pitches when they've come out. They've done a great job of being efficient. I think the most pitches they've thrown is somewhere in the 70s. But they kind of, after that fifth inning, they kind of hit a little bit of a wall there. And I think it's more the immaturity and the ability to maintain the mental focus for 100 pitches or, you know, 6-7 innings. It's something they're going to have to learn to do. And the game, when it speeds up on them, they got to learn to slow it down. And but all in all, man, they've done a great job for us. Can't ask for too much more other than them just continue to develop, continue to get better, and continue to go deeper into games.
Your team is playing well now. You've had to overcome some adversity. It's been interesting the way you've had to put this team together. And this team seems pretty well bonded. But I give you a lot of credit for the way that you handle your players. I don't think people see that enough. And I think these guys like playing for you. And I think future Hurricanes, when you get in front of the moms and dads, they're going to feel very comfortable with you as their caretaker for their son in the dugout. And let's discuss a little bit about your style. And you're your own guy in the dugout, but I would say patient yet demanding.
Yeah, you know, look, it's I think it's important to understand these guys. These are, you know, kids that are going through a very, you know, tough part of life, right? And they're not just baseball players. They're you know, they're students. There are a lot of things, right? And there's more to it than just baseball, and there's more to life than just baseball. And that's something that from day one we kind of stress. And you know, when you show that you care about the person, the individual, you're going to get a lot more out of them, and not just the player. So we've been, you know, and everyone knows what we've been through on the field with injuries, but there's a lot of stuff that certain guys have gone through off the field that no one has any idea of. That they've had to overcome, and being there for them is more important than being there for them in the batter's box, in the bullpen, or anything like that. So I think that's always important. And the reality is most of these guys are not going to play in the big leagues, and it has nothing to do with talent. It's just really hard to get there and stay there. So they're going to be something else other than baseball players when it's all said and done. So it's important to realize that and develop that part of their lives. So that's always going to be an important part of our development.
This week coming up, big week, FIU, you got to go over there at FIU. They got you, I guess, two weeks ago, scored early, came back on them, but just couldn't get over the top. You got FIU, then you're going up to Boston, and you're going to play a game at Fenway Park, so that should be special.
It is. That's fun. It's our second opportunity this year to play in a professional ballpark, you know, and of course, one of the newer parks in the league in the Marlins Stadium, and then one of the older parks in Fenway Park. So to cover both extremes there, but for sure the most important game is this next one tomorrow night. And just like our motto, you know, next after a bad game or a loss, it's next after a win as well. And the most important thing was today's practice. We had a great practice today in preparation for tomorrow. And tomorrow's game is the biggest game of the year. We're trying to win the series there as well. We're trying to win every series, and it's a four-game series with FIU. We split the first two, so the only way to win the series is by winning tomorrow. If we don't win tomorrow, our best chance is to split it, and we want to win the series, so we got to win tomorrow to put us in a good position to do that. So we feel like we're confident, we're ready to go, and looking forward to tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at FIU.
I know you don't look at this stuff, but we are getting late in the season. You've won three straight ACC series. This has put you in a position, according to the experts, for postseason play. Now you just got to come down the home stretch and finish it off. But you're putting yourself here in the middle of April in a spot to get back into the tournament.
Yeah, it's like as quick as we worked our way in, it could go the other way around as well. So one game at a time, continue to focus on the process that's gotten us to this point. The wins and losses will take care of itself. We'll do things the right way, play the game the right way, and take every at-bat and be present for every at-bat and every pitch. We're going to be in a good spot come June in the postseason.
Do you think Cuvée's eyes are going to be like saucers when he looks out at the Green Monster?
We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't get too much of his attention. He continues to drive the ball over the field like he's always done. So, again, it's nice to see him start swinging the bat the way we expected him to. And like, it just seems like he's just been missing pitches all year. He's just not missing them anymore. So hopefully he stays out and continues to lead by example offensively for this team.
Yeah, well, as soon as he got that first home run in ACC play against Duke, since that time, he's been on a tear.
He has. And look, something not too many people are talking about is our defense. And him, he's improved dramatically defensively at third base. And it seemed like we didn't turn many double plays the first half of the season. And it's multiple double plays every game now, it seems like. So a big part of it is the pitching, making quality pitches, getting ground balls. But defensively, we've made some really good plays and played pretty clean for the most part. And all those things are recipes for success.
All right. Well, keep it going. The best of luck against FIU and then Boston College. You come back home, got a big series against North Carolina State on May 2nd. I'll see you for that series. And the very best of luck here in the next four games. And keep it rolling. It's been fun to watch.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right. That's J.D. Arteaga joining us here on the show. Always appreciate talking to J.D. Love speaking to him before the ball games in the clubhouse, to him and his staff, Coach Coop and Coach Gutierrez and all the other fellas. Always enjoy the conversation there. At any rate, Canes have a couple of big games coming up, including this weekend against Boston College. Okay, thanks to Tim Reynolds for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Trevor Harris. We'll be back next week with Hurricane Hotline next Tuesday on the 29th between 6 and 7 right here on WQAM. Thanks for being with us and have a very pleasant good evening.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.